Sisters and brothers, remember when we said in our October 8, 2017 show that apathy as a problem for our securing our freedom has not been presented helpfully, i.e. accurately, by the left in its analysis? And that in our October 29, 2017 show, commenting on how my entire life, there's never been discussion to my hearing on the left of the fact that fascism hides in the coerced work system because we haven't had the analysis in which to do it. And that in order to progress, for our humanity to develop, we have to understand the true circumstances of our lives. Do we see the significance of there being no effective left or effective opposition to the global statesman, which is the significance of not seeing hidden power? It means that there has been no global process of all of us working together to design the freedom alternative to this system based on coercion, because the true circumstances of our lives keep getting suppressed. There has been no discussion of Alice Miller, of the roots of fascism and child rearing, of how force freezes the hearts and minds of infants, and, relatedly, of Martin Bernal's Black Athena, The Afro-Asiatic Roots of Classical Civilization, Volume 1, The Fabrication of Ancient Greece from 1785 to 1985, in which he documents Power's invention of the notion of ancient Greece as the birthplace of Western civilization in order to create a sense of legitimacy in the children. And this is from our April 9, 2017 show, The Use of Children as Agents. There's been no discussion of Proudhon, of how moral evil came to plague us, despite our human nature being based in goodness, and of how he has shown us that all of us, across all the false divisions that the mistaught Plato's tribesmen, global statesmen, systematically sow, all of us can, as a one, requiring no disappropriation of anyone, plan together our freedom. There's been no discussion of Karl Popper, very much related to all of the above, and the roots of totalitarian thinking in Plato. No discussion of Nikola Tesla, the theft of his EMF weapon in 1901, and the concealing of his technology for wireless power generation and on-demand precipitation, and other inventions and technologies based in the harnessing of electrical resonances, and how he has provided the material basis for global human freedom. Because freedom requires freedom from necessity, right? No more pressure of feeding and clothing and sheltering ourselves. That's part of the coercion that we end as we design the material basis of freedom. No discussion of Prince.
Tell the truth, y'all. Got to tell the truth. Tell the truth, y'all. We got to tell the truth. We want to talk about family names tonight. Work with it. Clap your hands, y'all. Clap your hands. Talking about family names tonight. If you want to go higher, then we got to get deep. If you want to go higher, oh, then we got to get deep. Portland, you still with me tonight?
What you know? Been here since 1914.
discussion of Prince, the truth of his torture and murder by the Plato's tribesmen with the EMF weapon technology invented by Nikola Tesla, and Prince's solution for Socrates' dilemma, getting to youth the words and the example of how to express their suppressed thoughts and feelings from childhood. That is, how to address their experience of being abused and silenced in this system based on coercion. To name but the most egregious omissions. So when we read or listen to representatives of the Plato's tribesmen wax nostalgic about the quote-unquote good old days before the orchestration of elections and catastrophes and crises, we see that we are in a moment of awakening, the time of prophecy coming to be, of power's hold loosening and breaking, i.e., freedom coming. Because, thanks to Nikola and Prince and social media, globally we are all talking. We are sharing information not filtered by power, the very thing they've been most afraid of since Bentham pulled their coat, if they didn't already know, from Plato. The following demonization of social media is typical of power's moves when it's affrighted. Quote, hopefully in this period, when we're dealing with this really crude and early stuff, and I asked him, like the insertion of Trump, do you think he means? And the knee-jerk spasmodic reliance on plowing trucks and shooters gone mad nuts to distract us? No. He means, continuing, Facebook feeds, Instagram, Snapchat. We'll be able to get the politics straight and find a path for people to have dignity and autonomy before the hardcore stuff comes. And to which I applied a question mark. What does he mean by that? Continuing, unless we all kill ourselves through this other stuff, which is a possibility too. And I comment, don't that just make you long for a good daddy to come and make us all safe again? At least those of us not being blasted with EMF. Continuing with this article, Mr. Jaron Lanier believes that Facebook and Google, with their top-down control schemes, quote-unquote, should be called behavior modification empires. Continuing with a quote from Mr. Lanier, the whole internet thing was supposed to create the world's best information resource in all of history, he says. Everything would be made visible. And instead, we're living in this time of total opacity, right? Who's responsible for that, huh? Where you don't know why you see the news you see. You don't know if it's the same news that someone else sees. You don't know who made it be that way. You don't know who's paid to change what you see. Everything is totally obscure in a profound way that it never was before. And the belief system, he says, of Silicon Valley is so thick that my friends at Facebook tip to his friends he ain't. Simply still really believe that the answer to any problem, and I comment particularly when the problem is power, continuing, is to do more of what they already did, that they're optimizing the world. The Facebook business model, says Mr. Lanier, is mass behavior modification for pay. And for those who are not giving Facebook money, the only, and I want to emphasize the only, underlined and in bold and italics, reward they can get or positive feedback is just getting attention. And if you have a system where the only possible prize is getting more attention, then you call that system Christmas for asses, right? It's a creep amplification device. And I have to comment, did that make any sense to you? I mean, I gave it some time. It didn't to me. I mean, consider, for example, the life work of our emissaries from love, returning to us all the truth that has been suppressed. See above for the key guidance from Prince, Popper, Bernal, Proudhon, Alice, and Nicola, which we so need to discuss. The prize is our freedom and the evolution of the human being. And then he continues, once Facebook becomes ubiquitous, it's a sort of giant protection racket, where, et cetera, et cetera. And this is from A Soothsayer Confronts the Dark Side of Tech, from a New York Times article of November 9, 2017, by Maureen Dowd. Do we want to take the time to examine the propagandistic devices? For instance, the way he hijacks our confusion and rides it to the wrong destination? The understanding that power hides and that our freedom is calling, together form a bright light shining into all the ugly messes power is dishing out for us. A key that frees us from the mire of its lies, spins, and orchestrations.
Can I play? Akashic Records.
This is Thomas Jefferson.
My fellow Americans. Yes, I own slaves too. And if there's a just God, we're gonna pay for this.
Free at last, free at last.